Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Let's see here.
Wait, Gavin.
Oh, why?
Stop. Yeah. Before you go on to something else, look up at this commercial.
Okay. Oh, this is the guy with the beard.
So I've been telling Gavin and Kevin about a commercial for something called homeserve.com.
Mm-hmm.
It has one of the most unsightly hosts I've ever seen.
Right. It's like an HVAC company.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Plumbing, heating, cooling, electrical. You're not wrong.
Okay, so let me describe the guy who's leading the commercial, and I assume he's the president of this company.
Probably the owner, yeah.
He's probably 39.
Mm-hmm.
like, big bald head.
Yeah.
Okay? But then a very long, flat-ironed beard, but just on the bottom half of his face.
Correct.
I don't think he had anything on his upper lip.
If he did, it's a blonde beard,
right,
which is not a good look on anyone.
Right.
Sorry, everybody who has blonde facial hair. It's just not. And like, so if he did have a mustache, it was a suggestion of a mustache.
Right.
It's a very Amish look.
It was very Amish, but he's also very buff.
Right.
Listen, it's not my company. It's not my business.
Right.
But I do feel like you should have like the, not host, but like
the pitch man.
Yeah. For your business.
Yeah.
Be somebody that doesn't look like Bigfoot.
I have said this for a long time as well. If you're somebody that's quirky, you know,
yeah,
has something about you, either your voice is weird. I remember when Tom Shane used to do Shane Coat commercials. And he insisted on being the pitch man.
Yeah.
And he talked like this.
I'm
Tom Shane. And it's like, should we let him? Why don't we get somebody that's like, go to Shane Co.
Yeah.
As opposed to like, go to Shane Co. And nothing against Shane. As far as I know, Tom's not even that involved. I think it's Rorden now. I don't know.
Rorden came, Rorden went.
I don't keep up with my CEO but
I have to say, I remember those commercials.
That's true, you know? And we also have like the mortgage,
timeshare reversal guy.
Yeah, that's on our, you know, and listen, you're right. We remember him.
Yeah. Oof. Maybe I'm wrong.
I am not a lawyer. Like, who's going to forget?
You got a timeshare reversal problem.
Who's going to forget that?
He goes, I hate lawyers.
Right.
And then at one point
one time a timeshare beat up my son. Like, he practically is saying that in his commercials, and his tone matches it and makes him sound believable.
Yes.
So maybe the fact that this guy who works for this company with the bald head and the Amish flat iron beard,
yeah,
maybe this is smart marketing. Maybe we
crap.
Maybe we don't get it.
I think you're right. I think Because let me tell you, you know what else I remember? The weird teeth on the Trivago guy.
They're so white.
They are the whitest, fakest teeth I've ever seen. But guess what? I remember.
Right.
And the spokesperson they had before that couldn't be bothered to even put a belt on, and his pants were falling off half the time. I remember that as well.
So maybe our message should instead be to CEOs and owners of companies that if you're a normie, if you've got a very normal look.
Yeah. Get the hell out of here.
Go find a circus freak. Get okay. get somebody like really out there. Like if I owned a company and I make the company's really boring. Like it's Gavin's CPA group.
Okay.
And it's me. And I'd be like, guys, I've put together a group of certified public accountants. We're here for the greater good, and we're going to allow people to come cheaply and get like their financial needs done. Hey, love that. Gavin, here's the problem. You're a very forgettable person.
Yeah.
So I'm going to call my nephew. Okay.
Don't worry. He's got an eye patch.
Right. Eye patch. And his words drop off halfway through. What do you mean? Like he can get the first part of a word out, but then he really struggles getting the rest of it. And then we're like, okay, fine. And then he comes out, eye patch.
Yeah.
Didn't mention, also a big limp, insists on walking around a yard for the commercial, and is just like, hello, here at Gavin Certified Public Good. We're here to serve the public good. For all your financial needs.
Okay, think about the commercials for Windows by Anderson.
Same thing.
Okay, they've got that old guy who's wearing just a dad hat.
Right.
And it's like, it's almost like he showed up on set and he goes, okay, so where is wardrobe? They go, whatever you're wearing.
Yeah, whatever you're wearing.
And he goes, well, I put a hat on because I didn't know if you were going to do my hair. They're like, keep it.
Yeah, put that hat on.
Yeah.
It's not a brand for this company. We don't care.
Right.
What is that? You know,
Old Navy?
It's a promotional Pepsi hat with an American flag on it. All right, just wear it. That's fine. You sure? Yeah.
Yeah.
We're already filming, actually.
Right.
We're already filming. So walk up on set.
And if you can limp, better.
Free marketing advice from the Wake Up Call. That's why we're here.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.